السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى has commanded us to carry out certain things, and He has commanded us to stay away from certain things. And out of the things which He has commanded us to carry out, there are two categories in there. There are some things, some actions, which He has commanded us to carry out. And if we carry them out, He will be pleased. And if we do not carry them out, then He will be displeased. He will become angry. And on the second category is those things that Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to carry them out. But if we carry them out, He will be pleased. If we do not carry them out, He will not be displeased. They are optional. In the first category is what we term fard. Anything we term fard, that means Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to carry it out. He will be pleased if we carry it out, and He will be displeased if we don't. Wajib falls into the same category. He has commanded us to carry it out, and He will be displeased if we don't. Thereafter you have, and you can say Sunnah Mu'akkadah is also in that category. Sunnah Mu'akkadah is also in that category. But Sunnah Mu'akkadah has a bit of extra detail. The extra detail in Sunnah Mu'akkadah is that if a person has a legitimate excuse, he wants to carry out the Sunnah Mu'akkadah, but he has a legitimate excuse, then Allah Ta'ala will not become displeased with him. For a simple example, performing Salah with Jama'ah. It is Sunnah Mu'akkadah. Sunnah Mu'akkadah means that a person, he must carry it out. If he doesn't have any excuse, then he has to carry it out. If there is nothing but laziness that is stopping him, but he has an excuse. He is at work and there just isn't enough time to go out, perform Salah with Jama'ah and come back. This is a legitimate excuse. Now a person, he has Islam gives him the leeway to leave that Sunnah Mu'akkadah. A person is ill, so he wants to go to the masjid and perform Salah with Jama'ah, but he is ill, he has a legitimate excuse. So fard, wajib, and in many situations Sunnah Mu'akkadah, that is the first category of what Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to do. This category will be displeased if we miss it out. That means this category is an absolute must for each one of us. If anything falls into the category of fard, wajib, or sunnah mu'akkada, and we don't have any legitimate excuse, then we must understand that it is something which I must carry it out. If I don't, I may well be questioned in the eyes of Allah Subhanahu, in front of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Person should never have this mentality that, I am leaving this fard out. I am leaving this wajib out. I am cutting out so many other fards. I am cutting out so many other wajib. So it's okay if I miss this one out. I'm not protecting my gaze, but I perform my salah. I fast. I do this. I do that. This mentality is not correct. The person may still be taken to task for that on the Day of Judgment. Any violation of the commands of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, number one, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, if He wishes, He may take a person to task for it on the Day of Judgment. That this was my command as well. Okay, you performed Salah, Alhamdulillah. You did this, Alhamdulillah. But this was my command as well. Why did you ignore it? And when it comes to violating the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two categories of people. One is that category who tries, and the other is the category who doesn't try. The category who tries means that they understand that this is the command of Allah. For example, they are performing Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and they are performing with Jama'ah as well. But Fajr Salah, they are unable to perform. Or they end up missing it, or they end up missing it with Jama'ah. So now there will be two categories of people. One category will be those people who they understand it is the command of my Allah. That means I must carry it out. And if I don't carry it out, I will be taken to task. So I will at least try. They put an alarm on. If they don't end up waking up, then they feel remorseful. They renew the intention the next day. This is the category of people who are trying. And in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the category of people who are tawwabin. The people who carry out tawbah in abundance. Tawbah simply means a person feels remorseful and he renews that intention to try. That is the group who tries. And the second group is the group who doesn't try. For whatever reason. Maybe shaitan has deceived them into thinking that I am carrying out so many other commands of Allah ta'ala, so I can ignore this one. I can ignore these two. Maybe shaitan has made them feel it's not possible for me. It's not possible for me. Whatever deceit shaitan has trapped them in. But their mentality has become, that command of deen, we are going to ignore it. Now they will hear it 10 times from 10 different speakers, but they will still ignore it. This category is in danger on the Day of Judgment. The first category who tries, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding them, إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah ta'ala loves the tawwabin. When Allah ta'ala loves someone, then inshallah they will not struggle on the Day of Judgment. That trying, that repenting, that cycle which they go through the means of that, the Day of Judgment, from the grave, in every single stage of the Day of Judgment, there will be ease for them. So this is the commands of Allah Ta'ala, the things that Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to do. And we have discussed those things that are compulsory, that Allah Ta'ala will become displeased if you don't. And here I will say again, that let us not make it a mentality of picking and choosing. At the very least, our attitude should be, this is the command of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala becomes displeased by it. That means I am going to bring it into my life. Maybe I am struggling at the moment. I don't have a beard, for example, and I know it is compulsory, the ulama have told me. I am struggling at the moment for whatever reason, no one else in the family has it. I will look the odd one out. But in your heart and mind, there should be the notion should remain that I am doing something wrong. And secondly, the notion should remain that inshallah, sooner or later, I am going to correct it. This is extremely important, keeping this mindset correct. What did I say? Don't make it a mindset of picking and choosing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. O believers, he is addressing you and I. He is not addressing the non-Muslims in this verse. O believers, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter into Islam completely. Enter into Islam completely. And there is a lengthy incident behind this verse, that when this verse was revealed, but we will not go into that. But the summary of the incident is that some Sahaba radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, but there was one part of the former deen which was nothing to do with Islam, which they kept. So they were acting upon 90%, 95%, in fact you can say 99% of Islam. But this one thing that which was un-Islamic, they held on to it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reprimanded them that this is not the correct attitude. Enter into Islam completely. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. What does this mean? The two possible meanings of it. Don't follow the footsteps of shaitan means don't follow the path that shaitan shows you, that shaitan leads you onto. And what path does shaitan lead a person onto? That carry out this command of Allah, this command of Allah. Well, shaitan is extremely intelligent. He has different tools, different forms of deceit, different plots for different groups of people. If there is a person who is not practicing upon deen, barely practicing upon deen, and he wants to become religious, shaitan tries to stop him. But shaitan sees that this person is dead set on being religious. I cannot stop him from the entire from deen in its entirety. Then shaitan's next plan is that let him carry out some parts of deen, make him oblivious of other parts of deen. And when he is oblivious of certain parts of deen, he will certainly be in trouble on the day of judgment. But he will not realize because he is oblivious of them. So, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Don't follow the path that shaitan leads you onto. That don't enter into Islam completely, avoid some parts of deen, take other parts of deen. Why? إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. He is your clear enemy. And a person who is your enemy, he desires nothing but harm for you. So shaitan is leading you onto this path. Understand that it is a path where the end result is not going to go well for you. And the other meaning of this, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, don't follow the footsteps of shaitan, means don't follow the attitude that shaitan had. What was shaitan's attitude? Shaitan was a very big worshipper of Allah Ta'ala. Some ulama have written that before shaitan was cast out, he used to stay in the company of angels. And he was well known amongst them for his worship. To the extent that some ulama have written, there was not a place in the heavens where he had not done sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was practicing upon many parts of deen. But when one command of Allah ta'ala came in front of him which he couldn't swallow, that to please me, do a sajda of reverence in front of Adam. So he's doing everything else. But this one command, he was not ready to do it. He was not ready to do it. And he made this excuse and that excuse, whatever it was. Everything was there, one command was not there. Because of that, he was rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala is telling us that don't be the same. That many commands of deen you are doing, but one command of deen, two commands of deen, or a certain number of commands of deen, you throw them to one side, that they are nothing to do with me. Because you may end up in the same direction. So, let us first change our attitude. The first is the change of attitude. That if a person realizes, first a person should be open. Open meaning? Open to criticism. Deeny criticism. Meaning that if something is said, then a person should think, is it in my life or not? If it is not in my life, then a person should accept that. If he feels guilty inside, that is a very good feeling. Guilt is the first step to change. Person should accept that feeling of guilt. He should make an intention inside that I am going to change. And if he feels too weak, that I am going to change, but at this moment in time it will be difficult, then he should make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and he should keep in his heart and mind that sooner or later I am going to change. He should keep asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And say to Allah Ta'ala that I want to change this, but I feel very weak to do so. Oh Allah, help me. If a person does this, then inshallah he will not fall into this trap of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon what has been said. But they are requested that just fill in the gaps in front of you, so that the people who come later on, it will be easier for them. Especially in these middle subs, there is a lot of space. If the brothers just make space for each other.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
before we begin the khutbah, something which we have previously mentioned, but people forget, is that according to the Hanafi madhab, it is not permissible to say anything during the khutbah. That means if the person doing the khutbah makes a dua, you should not say Amin with your tongue. You should say it in your heart and mind. Similarly, the person says the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should not say verbally. You should say in your heart and mind.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alal-falah. Hayya 'alal-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wahda, wa salatu wa salam ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala: يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الإيمان بين الرجاء والخوف. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa mawlana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala: Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته، ورضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين وعن سائر الصحابة. فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أصحابي كالنجوم، بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم، اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم، اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم، اللهم فرج عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر.
سووا صفوفكم. سفيد رؤوس في المعدة. Straighten the rows. Please ensure your heels are at the base of the line in the musalla. Please ensure there are no gaps between the saf, sun shoulder to shoulder. If there are any gaps in the saf in front of you, please fill them in. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها
فيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Brother requested to reminded to carry on making dua for everyone who is suffering around the world, and in particular those who are suffering in Palestine. According to some ulama, at this moment in time it is fard, it is compulsory to make a dua for the people in Palestine. And if a person doesn't, he may well be questioned on the Day of Judgment. So we should not be lax in our duas. We should carry on making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.